We've reached the final out. Time now for the BYU Baseball Postgame Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Let's rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
No Zions Bank home runs for BYU tonight. Home runs brought to you this year by Zions Bank. For banking that helps you game plan for life, Zions Bank is for you. So no home runs, but no complaints. BYU 8-2, the winner over Utah Tech tonight. BYU improves to 15-18 on the year. Utah Tech falls to 9-27. BYU improves to 15-3 all-time against the Trailblazers, including an 11-0 mark here at home and a 4-0 mark here at home in Utah Tech's Division I era. And the Cougs, importantly, snap a seven-game home losing streak. They win at home for the first time in exactly a month. Their last win at home came on March 16th against Houston. It had been a while, but they end that streak with an 8-2 win. The Cougs trailed 2-0 after a half inning and then win going away, scoring the game's final 8 runs. Let's get into our postgame coverage by giving you our Big O Tires on the Rubber report presented by Big O Tires. Big O Tires, the team you trust. Utah Tech pitching, and there was a lot of it tonight. 10 pitchers used to go through 8 innings. They scatter 7 hits, giving up 8 runs all earned. They struck out 5, but walked 9 and hit 3. So 12 free passes issued, 154 pitches thrown by Utah Tech pitching. The loss goes to Jace Carroll. He falls to 0-2. BYU pitchers, there were 6 of them, and they go 9, scattering 4 hits, giving up 2 runs, both earned, striking out 7, walking 6, hitting 3, and throwing 153 pitches on the night. The win goes to Jake Porter. He goes to 2-0. There was no save on the night. BYU is an 8-2 winner over Utah Tech. We'll take a break, come back with more stats and postgame conversations as well. Cougars 8 and Trailblazers 2. It's our final on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Now back to the BYU Baseball Postgame Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU 8 and Utah Tech 2 is our final score. Let's get to our postgame stats presented by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen helping Utah families for over 30 years. Tonight's game lasting 2 hours and 42 minutes in front of 1,457 fans. BYU averaging 17-20 coming into the night. It was 62 degrees at first pitch, ends in the 50s. Not a bad night, all things considered, considering the weather yesterday, which actually forced the move of yesterday's game to tonight. This game was bumped back by a day, and BYU is a winner by an 8-2 final score. All right, as for those stats, BYU scores 8 runs on 7 hits, 1 error committed by the Cougs, and 9 left on base. Utah Tech, 2 runs on 4 hits, and 11 were left on base for the Trailblazers. BYU's offensive leaders, Parker Goff, continuing to burnish his on-base percentage number, which leads the team. Parker tonight goes 2-for-3 with a pair of doubles. Easton Jones, 1-for-3 with a double and 3 RBI to pace the Cougs tonight. Colin Reuter goes 1-for-4 with 2 RBI. Kuhio Aloy, 1-for-2 with an RBI. And Crew Robinson was 1-for-3 with an RBI as well. Let's take a look at some streaks. Riker Skow extending his hit streak to 4 games on the night. Luke Anderson's 4-game hit streak did end on this evening. Easton Jones extends his hit streak to 9 games, his reach base streak to 10. Colin Reuter's reach base streak is now 26 games. Cooper Vest, with a base on balls and an HBP, extends his reach base streak to 12 games. Those were the main streaks extended tonight for BYU. Kuhio Aloy, by the way, with a single in the second, gives him hits in 6 of his last 7 games. He is seeing the ball well. Again, your winning pitcher tonight is Jake Porter, and the losing pitcher is Jace Carroll. Jake goes to 2-0, and Carroll falls to 0-2. BYU goes to 15-18 on the season. Utah Tech falls to 9-26. BYU in the midweek games now goes to 4-3 on the year. Coming up for the Cougs, it will be 3 with Oklahoma Thursday at 6 Mountain Time, Friday at 6 Mountain Time, and Saturday at 1 o'clock Mountain Time. Those will be games 5, 6, and 7 of BYU's 8-game homestand. The Cougs will conclude their 8-game home set with Utah here at Miller Park 1 week from tonight. It was 1 week ago tonight that BYU won at Utah. That was a team playing some good baseball. And so the Cougs back on the winning track tonight as they end that 7-game home losing skid with an 8-2 win over Utah Tech. That Utah game next Tuesday, by the way, will be a 6 o'clock first pitch. And then it is BYU back on the road going to Oklahoma State as they get into league play away from home. But again, first up, it'll be Oklahoma as the Cougs return to Big 12 play this weekend. We'll take a break, come back with postgame conversations on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Now back to the BYU Baseball Postgame Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU 8 and Utah Tech 2 is our final score here at Miller Park. BYU head coach Trent Pratt popping on the headset here in the broadcast booth. Coach Pratt, congrats to you and the boys on the win tonight.
Yeah, it was a good win. We needed that to get back here and play clean baseball and win a game. So I thought our guys on the mound did a good job throwing strikes, and we used a bunch of guys. And so, you know, made some pitches when we had to. So it was good.
Did it feel like it had been exactly 1 month between home wins for you guys?
No. It seems like a while, but, yeah, it's just good. You know, we're just worried about today. And then this is over, so now we'll go to practice tomorrow and get ready for Thursday.
And, again, you've been close in so many of those games that have happened over the last couple, 3 weeks to play here, play there. And tonight you made all the plays you needed to make.
Yeah, it was good. You know, like, we did a good job commanding the strike zone. We walked a bunch tonight. That's something we struggled with earlier, so I like to see our guys doing that. And then I'd like to see one more big hit with a guy on base. But, you know, you celebrate wins, and because wins aren't easy, and, man, we're glad to get one tonight.
BYU 1-for-4 with the bases loaded tonight. A lot of base path traffic for BYU on offense. And you mentioned it in our pregame today, but getting a sweep of the in-state team in Utah Tech was something you guys hadn't done for a bit.
Yeah, we hadn't done that. I mean, they'd always beat us down there, and we'd won games here. So, you know, winning games is good, and we need to get some momentum going, and because we got a big one this weekend against Oklahoma coming in, and they're at the top of the conference, and we need to go play really well to win a couple games.
What did you like out of your lineup changes tonight?
I thought Colin Reuter looked good at first base.
Yeah.
He looked like he'd been there before, and that was kind of the big thing, and Parker Goff had a good night. And so, you know, those guys have been playing, so it was good to see just if Reuter can – we need to play first, that he can. So that was good to see.
Easton Jones' hit streak is now 9 games. His reach base streak is 10. He ends up with 3 RBI for you tonight. Just finding a way to get it done.
No, he's done a good job. He's been real consistent for us, and, you know, we know that's what we need out of him. Hit in the middle of the lineup, we need him to do that, and hopefully he can keep it rolling for us.
Back into Big 12 play with Oklahoma, a team tied for first in league coming to your place on the weekend here.
Yeah, it's a good team. Super athletic, and we're going to have to play clean baseball like we did a couple weeks ago, like we've done in the past. But, man, we expect to come win the series. That's what's supposed to happen, and it's not going to be a surprise, you know, to us when we do that. But we need to play good baseball to do it.
Second straight week, you get a team coming in without a midweek before playing you. But you get a win to go off of, too, which is positive, isn't it?
Yeah, it's always a win. We needed those guys to get back on the mound and throw. We needed to get Stone back out there today and, you know, kind of had a rough one, last Friday. And so, or Thursday, whenever it was. But to get him back on the mound and get back was good. And get some other guys some innings. You know, come out and just get an inning and get fresh and get ready to go with this weekend.
Off the diamond, you welcome a new coach to the BYU coaching fraternity with Kevin Young coming on board. Exciting news for the whole Cougar community today.
Yeah, it's real exciting. Man, what a great job that to have a guy like that with his experience come and take over our basketball program. So, man, that's exciting for everybody, and, man, excited to see what he does with that, with the basketball program.
And I'm sure we'll see him at the ballpark at some point. Well, Coach, again, congrats to you and the guys, and we're back with OU on the weekend. We look forward to it. Thank you.
Thanks, Greg.
All right, that is Trent Pratt, and that will do it for BYU baseball on this Tuesday night here at Miller Park. BYU's an 8-2 winner over Utah Tech. Our thanks to the crew back at BYU Radio, Soraya Ritchie and Seth Larson in the control studio, along with our coordinating producer, Terry South. Barry Squires provides engineering assistance along with operations from Clark Jockman and Sean O'Neill. And we thank Steve Johnson, Utah Tech's baseball communications director, along with Duff Tittle and Joseph Hovey of BYU Baseball Communications for their assistance. And always thanks to Trent Pratt for joining pregame and postgame. So for all those folks helping to get us on the air and bring you a good baseball broadcast, we thank them and we thank you. I am Greg Wrubell saying, in the meantime and in between time, this has been BYU Baseball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Good night and so long from Provo, Utah.
You've been listening to live coverage of BYU baseball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Live coverage of BYU baseball is brought to you by doTERRA. doTERRA, proud sponsor of the BYU baseball team. BYU baseball is a production of BYU Athletics in association with BYU Broadcasting. Special thanks to BYU President Shane Reese, Vice President Keith Borkink, Athletic Director Tom Homo, and Associate Athletic Director of Corporate Sponsorships Casey Stauffer. BYU Cougars Baseball is an exclusive presentation of the new skin, BYU Sports Network.